Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey, and welcome to this feast day of one of my favorite saints, Saint Catherine of Siena. The opening prayer for today's liturgy says this: O God, who set Saint Catherine of Siena on fire with divine love in her contemplation of the Lord's Passion and her service of your church, grant through her intercession that your people participating in the mystery of Christ may ever exult in the revelation of his glory. That your people participating in the mystery of Christ, Christ who became flesh for you and for me, Christ who lived and suffered on this earth, ridicule, lying, hatred, anger, jealousy, envy, rage against him. He suffered all of that. And that we, your people, participating in the mystery of Christ, the Word became flesh for you and me, may ever exult in the revelation of his glory. Yesterday, I don't know if you can find this on YouTube, but yesterday, I'm sorry I can't give you the link, but it's a short video of a 10-year-old little girl who is in one of the camps where all of the refugees in Iraq have been taken. And she's being interviewed. It's a program for children. She's a very wise, very bright 10-year-old, and through translation, she speaks of her love for God. She speaks of her forgiveness for her enemies. She is very, very clear. She's one of the most well-catechized children I have ever encountered. Get a moment. Take a look at it. Take a look. Because what I saw in that child was the revelation of God's glory. I saw in her a true disciple. We'll see what happens in her life. But right now, she's in a place of forgiving her enemies, of experiencing the pain, the loss of friends, of being away from home, of being in a camp. It's hard, very hard. But I felt like there was just a bright light shining out in the darkness of the whole situation in Iraq. There was a child who knew who she was. She knew to whom she belonged. She knew what she believed. Take a look at it. See if you can just Google it or something and pull it up. She's a 10-year-old. I think her first name is Miriam, but I'm not sure. It's just a short video, as I said, maybe about 10 minutes, worth seeing, because she is participating in the mystery of Christ. And in a certain way, when you look at her, you see a revelation of God's goodness, of God's beauty, of God's glory. It says, St. Catherine of Siena, to lead each of us deeper in the truth, that we may be witnesses, as this child is, to the glory of God and the goodness of God and the love of God. The first reading for today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, beginning with verse 24. The word of God continued to spread and grow. So here we are. This is after the resurrection of Christ. The disciples are going out, they're beginning to spread the good news. And after Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Now, how does that work? They were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said. Brothers and sisters, you've been baptized and confirmed. Most of you who listen to this program, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. If you allow your life to be daily fed by the Word of God — they were living the Word of God — But they still read the prophets of the Old Testament. They knew them. They were steeped in the truth. And you and I need to be steeped in the truth, and we're not. We're subject to every lie and, well, I won't go into it. I don't want to take the time, but you know, we're subject to garbage, left, right, and center. And it's very hard to distinguish the truth, and still harder to be able to hear the voice of the Lord in our own hearts. I don't mean you hear him audibly, but the Lord speaks to us. Go here, go there, speak to this person. If we're attentive, we hear it. Now, does that need to be tested? Absolutely. You need to be reading God's word every day so you're steeped in it. So it begins to form and shape. It's your foundation. You refer everything that you're trying to sort out in life back to what does the Word of God say? So if the Word of God is the foundation of your life and you're being called like these are to begin the church, when we're called to something in a direct way serving the Lord, notice it says they were worshiping the Lord and fasting. They took time to seek the Lord, days. Not, Lord, what do you want to say? But seeking the Lord, fasting, repenting for sin, opening up their heart to the Lord. And then they sensed, you don't hear an audible word, but they sensed, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Now, they test that out among them. Not one person says, oh, God spoke to me, therefore we need to do this. No, no, no. The word has to be tested. In other words, you have to submit. Hear my word. Submit that word and say, this is what I think God is asking of us. What do you think? That's the grace of baptism and the grace of confirmation at work in us. But we have to fan it into a flame. If it's lain dormant for many years, we need to bring it to life by asking the Holy Spirit, take over my life. Lead me in the way you want me to go. I often pray, Lord, don't let me miss what you want of me today that I may fulfill the purpose for which I was created. I pray that a lot. Don't let me miss what you have for me now. It's that attitude, that spirit. I want what God wants. You're reading the Word of God daily. You're taking time to fast. That is to purify your body. You're more easily able to hear the truth when your body has been, in a certain sense, disciplined. Fasting goes a remarkably long way in doing that, unless you take pride in it and say, look how great I am, how good I am, I'm fasting. Don't do that. Do it quietly, silently. Give it to the Lord. So they hear the Holy Spirit. They've tested it. They hear the Holy Spirit saying, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. They prayed with them. And they would go, they would accompany, they sent them off, but they would accompany them with their prayers, day and night, until they accomplished what God asked of them. So they sent forth by the Holy Spirit. See, this is not man's idea. It's the work of God. And how do you find out what the work of God is? Fasting, prayer, reading the word daily, letting it shape your priorities. Sent forth by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia and from there sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. What a marvelous thing. And they probably met with a good bit of opposition, confusion, denial. And they also met with those who said, tell us more. Oh God, let all the nations praise you. That's why we're spreading the word of God, so that all the nations of the earth will praise him. That's what it's all about. That's what God wants. The verse before the gospel says, I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. The Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 44 to 50. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me, because he and the Father are one. If you really believe in me, you will believe in the Father. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me." He and the Father are so united, so one, that to see the one is to know the other. "I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness," the darkness of sin, the darkness of lies, the darkness of man's decision about what the earth is and what it's for. It's all God. It's all God. Yes, God gave us talents and abilities, and men and women who use those talents and abilities to reveal the truth more are in a marvelous position. Do you know who really speaks the truth? Who are the ones you can trust? To whom do you listen? "I came into the world as light so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness," the darkness of lies, the darkness of untruth of all kinds. "And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. I came as Savior. I don't condemn you because you're in darkness. I want to lead you into the light. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day." I'm always, the Lord would say to us, I'm always seeking your salvation. I'm always trying to bring you to the truth. But if you decide not to listen to it, you have a free will. But then the word itself will judge you on the last day. The word that you were supposed to read and ponder and be obedient to. Jesus says, "Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." Don't be so arrogant that you think you know better than God the Father and God the Son, who is your Savior. Don't let pride and arrogance, don't let the lies of the world twist you and turn you away. And it's quite possible, and it's happened many, many, many times. Don't do it. We ask St. Catherine of Siena, an apostle of truth, so committed to the Lord. May she pray for us that we may love him, desire to serve him, hunger and thirst for the truth. May God bless you and lead you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.